Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Heavy Pencil by Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner.
Doesn't matter that my eyes do go, speech may slow, speech may slow. Doesn't matter that my late night call came at all.
HGM Talent, Sarah speaking.
Hello, Sarah. Michael Cork, the actor here.
Oh, hello, Michael Actor. I mean, Cork.
Yes, can I speak to Margot, please?
I'm afraid she's busy on a cull.
OK, well, when she's off the phone, could you ask her to call me, please? It's rather urgent.
No, I mean she's on a cull. She's culling.
Oh, culling, sorry, I thought you said she was... Culling? Culling what? Badgers?
Actors.
Is Fliss there then, please?
I'm afraid she's at the Grand Designs exhibition today, Michael.
Oh. Why, do you represent one of the presenters, or...?
No. She just likes the programme, I think.
Right, well, when either of them are free, perhaps you could ask one of them, doesn't matter who, to give me a call, please.
Can I help
no,
at all?
No, you can't, Sarah. No offence, this is something I need a professional for.
Right. No, none taken. No. I'm awful at this job, I know.
No, Sarah, I didn't mean... I was just saying in this particular instance it would be better if I had someone who, yes. Well, anyway, Sarah, okay, perhaps you could help, actually.
Oh, God.
Sorry?
yes, of course. Of
right,
course.
Well, I was passing Channel 4 headquarters this morning, and... Looking up outside, there is a large billboard advertising a new drama series on, well, Channel 4, obviously, and the drama series is called Patrick. Now, between you, me, and the Gamepost...
Oh, dear.
Yes, well, Patrick, do you understand what I mean by that phrase?
No.
Well, Patrick Stennart, who plays the lead in this show, is he's we know each other from RADA, but he's actually a few years older than me. We did a stint in Rep in Birmingham during the mid 1980s. I was Gilda to his Snatch.
I don't know that one.
Sorry. Oh well. Doesn't knock knock ring ring.
Knock knock ring ring who?
No. That's the name of the play. Knock knock ring ring.
Right.
And that's the play that Gelda and Snatch are the lead characters in it. And we did that in that's how we know each other. I played Edmund Gelda, and he played Fanny Snatch.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it went very well. Well. It does sound a bit strange. It was just a bit of fun. That's what it was like in those days, of course. Men did take the female parts in things because they could do the comedy, of course, and make it funny. And I listen. I know these things wouldn't happen these days, but it was a different time. So.
No, they do. It does.
Yeah. Anyway, the point is, Patrick, as you know, is a client with Margot, and he and I think we've always thought of ourselves as on level pegging in the career stakes. And I'm a little confused as to why I had not been brought in and seen this show, this drama, Patrick?
Well, your name isn't Patrick, so...
Well, yes. No, it's Michael. Well spotted, but that isn't really, that isn't really the point.
Well, it sort of is. I think the character is based on him in real life. So, you know, when you get really big and famous, you get to do a show with your name in it.
No, that's not strictly true, is it?
Yeah, no, it is.
No, it's... Well, name me another. Yes. Well, there you go. You can't...
Mrs. Brown's Boys. There you go.
Who?
The funny Irish woman. She's got a big house and a pretty wife.
No, I've never heard of her.
No, I haven't either. Anyway, I mean, look, I could see if there's any parts for you in the second series of Patrick, if you like.
Oh, there's a second series already?
Yeah, they like Patrick Stannard a lot. They've commissioned three series back-to-back, so I could call them, see if there's any sort of little scraps left for you. Just joking, Michael. Hello, Michael?
Yes, I'm here. I get your jokes. They're very funny. Well, listen, you know what I'm good at, so go ahead and you know, suggest me. Perhaps suggest they have a word with Patrick himself. We're great friends, and he'll remember me from the RADA and the rep in Birmingham. And tell them to tell him that he still owes Michael Cork a big favour. He'll know what I mean.
Right. Gosh, what for?
Oh, nothing. It's a bit of fun.
What? No. Oh, right. What was it?
Well, no. It's just a bit of a running joke that Patrick and I enjoy together while we were at the RADA and in the rep of Birmingham. Just an actor's good old-fashioned gag that, unfortunately got out of hand, and I ended up taking the blame for it and nearly got sacked. But
what was it?
No, I can't. We were young. It's different times. I'm really not sure you'd get it. Not in.
Okay, fine. Well, listen, I'll
We bought
I'll
these Polaroid cameras, you see.
No, I don't really want to know.
No, that's fine.
Make my night. Please keep your sweet lips close tight.
Michael Cork, actor speaking.
Hello, Michael. It's Sarah from HJM. Hi.
Hello, Sarah. Hello.
Just phoning really to check that you're all set for tomorrow's filming and to say the car will pick you up at 6 a.m.
Yes, I did get that message. Thank you, okay. Sarah. Very much looking forward to it. I'm just wondering, while I've got you on the phone, did the message filter through to you, and to them, more importantly, about giving this character a name? It's just that I do feel I've been in the business a little too long to be listed in the credits as man opposite. Feels a little disrespectful, if nothing else. You see, I'm not being difficult, Sarah, just to be clear, and you almost certainly won't understand, but it's not good form for an actor to be credited on something without having a character name. It does look a bit bad on one's spotlight credits.
I think the gaping void between 1997 and 2019 looks worse, Michael. Sorry.
No, it's fine. So, well, I, as long as you've mentioned it to them, you know, he doesn't have to be, you know, man opposite. He could easily be Gordon or Jeffrey or whatever. He doesn't even have to have a second name, but he shouldn't be man opposite.
What about Jeffrey opposite? Would that work? Or...
I don't think so, no.
It's just, to be honest, Michael, we've had this problem with clients demanding names before, and, you know, it never goes down well. I've had, you know, I'd say to a client, well, look, it's woman opposite because, you know, you are a woman, and you are in, you know, opposite, or you are a woman and you are in a queue, so a woman in a queue, or like, well, you are the girlfriend and you are on the toilet, you know, or well, you are a prostitute and you are naked, so why not, you know, naked prostitute
Sarah, I get the point. I get the point.
Okay. Look, I mean, you said you're old friends, didn't you, with Patrick? So perhaps tomorrow while you're on set, you could just, it might be good coming from you, have a word with Patrick yourself. Good old friends?
Yes, yes, okay. Well, I'll do that. We're great friends. We go way back. We were at the RADA together and rep in Birmingham. Yeah.
Well, have a chat. Have a chat with Patrick then. You know, he's probably got enough clout to get it sorted. Big star and all that.
Doesn't matter how I sign my name. It don't mean fame. It don't mean fame. Doesn't matter that a girl might smile.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
HGM Talent, Sarah speaking.
Michael Cork here. Is Margot available?
Oh, I'm afraid she's flag dancing, Michael. Can I help?
Flag dancing?
No, well, just rehearsing, you know.
Fris?
Nah, two left feet.
Can you ask one of them to call me back when they can, please?
Can I help at all?
No, I'm in a little bit of a situation, you see, and I really need my agent to get onto this. Failing that, my agent's assistant. No offence.
None taken. Sorry, what's happened?
No. It's really quite important that I have someone. Well, yes, I will tell you, Sarah. Yes, it is a rather urgent matter. I really need someone to come down to the set where I'm filming today before the end of the lunch break.
Oh, why?
Well, it's very difficult. This is a rather sensitive issue, Sarah. Please just listen very carefully.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah. Remember when I told you that Patrick Stenart and I go way back?
Yep.
Yeah, well, now, Patrick and I had a little prank, a little joke thing going on, I suppose you could call it, that we used to do to each other back in the day when we were young. Just mucking about, you know, just practical jokes, bit of a wheeze. And I thought that it might, and now in hindsight, I thought perhaps wrongly, that it would be jolly good to perform the same joke on him again today, like the old days, you know, have a bit of a laugh. He's got a great sense of humour, and we go back a long
right.
way.
What's the prank?
Well, it doesn't matter what the prank is, Sarah. The point is, I went into the wrong dressing room. The prank it went a little wrong, so I cleared it up, and I sort of made a run for it, as it were, and now I'm. I'm locked in a cupboard on the set, and I need Margot or Fliss, doesn't matter, to come down to the set and let me out before they start shooting again, you see.
Can I come and do it?
No, that won't be helpful.
Why?
Because you're incompetent.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Can I ask... Sorry, why are you locked in a cupboard, Michael?
Well, it was the first place I could find. I climbed into the cupboard to hide because someone was coming. It turned out that it was one of the camera department coming along, and they moved the camera and parked it in front of the fucking door, so now I can't get out. Yes, I'm in the first scene up after lunch, so they'll be looking for me. So I really, really, really need one of you to come and sort this out, please. Sarah, you must get hold of Margot or Fliss. It doesn't matter which one.
Well, look, why don't I... I mean, I could just call production.
No.
And I can tell them where you are and they can come and let
you out. No, Sarah, you cannot. You cannot do that. Please, Sarah, you must do that. They cannot find me in here. Jesus Christ.
Why not? I don't understand.
Look, I can't explain any further. I feel absolutely foolish. Yes, it is. And, what I can say is that if anyone opens this door, believe me, it really might well signal the end of my career.
Oh, again?
Sarah, I'm not in the mood for your jokes right now.
Yeah. Look, it can't be that bad. I mean, you're just locked in a cupboard. It's not that embarrassing, is it? It happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
I once got locked in a table for 6 hours.
Well, it is. Sorry, locked in a table?
Yeah, sort of locked. I was, I was under a table. I couldn't see a way out, but, you know, I was young.
Yeah, so. Listen, I, sorry, Sarah, I've been in here for 26 minutes now, and it's really very, very uncomfortable. It's getting quite warm. I tell you what, let's just risk it. Couldn't you just get in a taxi? Come on down to Harlow Studios, where I'm filming, and I'll pay, obviously, but please, if you could get here immediately, please.
Look, I'd really like to help Michael, but I can't. Well, everyone's out of the office, so I can't just leave the desk unmanned,
Christ,
can I?
Oh Christ.
I mean, look, my sister, Rachel, she's just down the road.
Oh.
Maybe she could come.
Yes. Well, yes, please, if you could get her to come along. Is she in the industry? She doesn't know anyone in the industry, or...?
She works for Victoria Plumbing.
Oh, is she a casting director?
No, they do plastic bathrooms.
Okay, great. Call your sister immediately and tell her tell her she's got a package for me. The actor Michael Cork, on the set of Patrick at Harlow Studios.
Just
tell her that.
I'll just write it down.
Well, can you remember?
Well, package. Hang on.
Write it down. Yes.
No, I can't find it.
Okay, right.
Harlow Studios.
Yes.
Okay, go on.
I'm in a grey metal cleaning cupboard on the left of Studio 2 as you walk in. There's a large film camera in front of the door. She can't miss it. Tell her to push the camera away. But then, and this is very, very important, Sarah, tell her to walk away. She must not, under any circumstances, wait there to see me come out. Just go away, leave, and I'll obviously pay her for the taxi. Sarah?
Sorry. Oh, yeah, sorry. I can't find a pen.
Oh,
shit.
HJM Talent, Sarah speaking.
Where the fuck is your sister?
Who's this?
Who do you think, Sarah?
Dad?
It's Michael Cork, the actor, Sarah, and I'm still in the bloody cupboard. How long is your sister going to Rachel, or whatever her name is, how long is she going to be?
I don't know.
Well, you must have phoned her about 20 minutes ago. How long did she say she'd be?
I forgot.
Well, maybe call her to ask her again.
No, sorry, I mean, I forgot to phone her in the first place. Oh, God. Are you... Michael, are you still there?
Yes.
You've gone very quiet. Are you running out of air?
No, Sarah, I'm not running out of air. I'm just wondering how someone so stupid could get any sort of job anywhere, let alone one in a medium-sized actor's agency.
Well, to be fair, Michael, you're the one who's locked yourself in a cupboard.
Look, listen to me, Sarah. If I'm found in this cleaning cupboard, I will lose this job, firstly, followed instantaneously by my reputation, and I will hold you entirely responsible. Now listen, I've been in here for 47 minutes now, and I'm due on set in 15 minutes. Just call her. Call her now.
Make my night, sign my name.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, Michael, it's Sarah.
Oh, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Right. Firstly, I'm sorry about yesterday. I shouldn't have lost my temper. And please, can you thank Rachel for her help in releasing me?
Yeah, sure. She has actually asked if you can pay her the money, because you said give her some money.
Yes, I will. Yes, please, of course. Please send me her bank details.
She's had to take the day off today.
Oh dear.
She's not well. She keeps throwing up. She said she can't get the smell out of her nose.
Yes, of course. The smell. Yes, yeah. I can imagine.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm very sorry. Incredibly humiliating for me, of course. Thankfully, it all worked out in the end. No one found out, so I'm in the clear.
Patrick knows, so.
What?
Yeah, but I don't think he's told anyone else. Apart from us in the office.
Oh, so. God.
And Twitter, obviously.
What? What do you mean, Twitter?
Well, he put it on Twitter. It's good content, I suppose.
Put what on Twitter? What did he put on Twitter?
Let me just find it. It's quite funny. here we are. It's a picture of you two. You and Patrick from like 50 years ago.
Well,
saying, 45. He says, looking forward to working with this guy again. I guess that means you, after 30 years. Yeah. Let's hope he doesn't break into my trailer and furnish my toilet with any of his lumber, like the good old days. Pretty sure we've both grown up since then. Hashtag the good old days, hashtag actor's life, hashtag. Oh, what? Watch out, Michael, the toilet isn't plumbed in.
Oh, God.
What? What's lumber?
This is disaster.
Is this what Rachel said was like a tiny sarcophagus?
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Anyway, look, they're all looking forward to seeing you at the rap party. I've had
no. I'm not going to the rap party.
Well, you might change your mind. It might be a fun night.
Well,
do you want me to RSVP?
No.
On your behalf?
No, Christ. Well, that's it, isn't it? That's my reputation gone for a burden. No chance of me getting employed again. Certainly not in the near future. Maybe I should just retire now, Sarah, and be done with it all. No one's going to even think about employing me ever again. So embarrassing.
My mum always used to say, tomorrow's fish and chips.
Sign my name. Don't impress. I don't.
Heavy Pencil was written by and starred Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner. The music was written by Bjorn Bailey and performed by John Roach.
Don't impress.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.